The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We
what
are Jalen Jacoby.
Dope.
What is it that we give
do?
The people? What they want? Jalen Rose, my guy, Jordan Clarkson put up 40 points in a matchup between the team with the best record in the West and the team with the best record in the East, and it was the Jazz, who have now won 19 out of 20 that came away victorious. What is it about this ball club that just seems unstoppable right now?
The Jazz are a complete basketball team, Jacoby. They have the anchor defensively in Rudy Gobert, and players like Royce O'Neal is going to come in and play defense. But then they have a spectacular offensive dynamic weapon in Donovan Mitchell, who can set the table for everybody else. Bogdanovich can get his own shot and play from range. And then you got one of my favorite irrational heat check guys, Jordan Clarkson, coming in off the bench. He had 40 points, dog. 4-0. And what ends up happening sometimes when you get drafted to a large market like Los Angeles, people assume that you're a failure when you don't make it with that team. And he's gone to a couple of different places. Cleveland comes to mind. But now he's reinvented himself, found a role. He's comfortable in his game. And he out here doing work. A legitimate shot this year to win sixth man.
Oh, he's definitely winning sixth man, but they might mess around and put him in the starting lineup. And I'm glad you mentioned his time in L.A. And remember him in Cleveland. He did not make any impact in Cleveland with those Cavaliers teams. And now here he is putting up a 40-piece for the team with the best record in the entire league. So they have supplanted the Los Angeles Lakers at the top spot in the West. And we have some bad news for those Lakers. Anthony Davis, we saw him go out with an Achilles injury. Well, what has happened is this. He's now going to be reevaluated in 2 to 3 weeks. What does that mean for the future of this Lakers team?
All I know is I remember covering the NBA Finals a couple of years ago. And I saw Kevin Durant leaving practice. And it was reported that he had an injury to his calf.
Yep.
But I saw the ice on his Achilles. And it kind of threw me off. And Anthony Davis, I heard that he had missed a game or so because of something with his Achilles. But now I'm seeing he's going to miss a couple of weeks because of a calf strain. That does not bode well for Anthony Davis and the Los Angeles Lakers. As a big mobile guy, a 7-footer who relies on his ability to not only play from the perimeter but play in the post, he clearly is going to need his athleticism. And if he's compromised in any way, that's definitely going to get into the way. It's definitely going to impede their goals.
I'm glad you brought that up because I thought the same thing. It seemed like he had Achilles tendinosis, and now he's out because of a calf injury. And this all sounds so familiar because of the saga of Kevin Durant. Now, Kevin Durant is currently out for the Nets, who are on a West Coast road trip. They beat the Warriors last night in Sacramento. They beat the Kings, and it was the chemistry between Harden and Irving without Durant on the floor that brought them over the hump. And it seems like they're falling into this role where Harden gets a triple-double and Irving scores 40 points. What do you think about these Brooklyn Nets?
Kyrie Irving is an unstoppable offensive weapon. And you see him jumping off of both feet, finishing with both hands. And he's improved not only his three-point shot, but his post-game, Jacoby. Like, he's one of the most complete scorers in the entire NBA. And James Harden, I must give that man credit because he's morphed himself into one of the best playmakers in the entire league. It's one thing to lead the NBA in scoring and total threes and total free throws made. But for him now to settle into his comfort zone as really a distributor that can grab boards but score when he needs to, when Kevin Durant is healthy and all three of those guys are playing at a high level, I don't see a team beating them in the Eastern Conference.
No, I don't see a team beating them in the Eastern Conference either. And Jalen, in his conversation with Rachel Nichols this weekend, he revealed something. He said, it's tiring to score 40 every night just to feel like I have to score 40 in order to win. And he said, you know what? Everybody gives me this reputation as someone who flames out in the playoffs. And I feel like that might be due to some of the fatigue of having to carry that Rockets team throughout the regular season and then perform in the playoffs. He said, you know what? I'm going to join Kyrie. I'm going to join KD. And then I will have enough juice when it comes time for the playoffs to carry my team to victories. Why do you need a 20-second timeout?
Because that's what comes with being an MVP-level player. And that's the transition that I've talked to you about that Anthony Davis had in New Orleans. When you decide that, yes, I'm the best player on this team, but it's not necessarily going to make my goals happen. And that's what you just said about James Harden. That was your quote. Basically, it was hard for me to bring it in the regular season and bring it in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, now that I get to rely on these guys, I don't have to bring it all of the time.
Listen, I'm all for, you know me, I'm all for joining super teams. If I'm Kevin Durant, I'm joining the Warriors. I'm not re-signing with Milwaukee if I'm Giannis. I'm not re-signing with Portland if I'm Dame Lillard. I want to be with as many MVP all-star level players as possible. And that's exactly what James Harden did. And I agree with you because he did that. They are my favorite to come out of the East and represent the Eastern Conference in the finals. Well, a team in the Eastern Conference that will not make the finals are the Washington Wizards, but that doesn't mean that they won't show up on any given night, especially Bradley Beal, who last night had a big game to carry his team over the Rockets. And of course, John Wall was there as well. How emotional do you think this game was for Wall and Beal?
Extremely emotional. It was great to see those guys going back and forth and having some chatter and playing out there and having fun. But here's the conversation. We just acknowledged Anthony Davis. We just acknowledged James Harden in Houston. Are we going to look up and have this same conversation about Bradley Beal?
Maybe.
He's averaging 35 right now on a team that's in the lottery. Are we going to look up and say, you know what? He'd be better off somewhere where he's the second or third best player and on a contending team? Or would he continue to be in Washington and prove that he's going to be that number one go-to guy, kind of like Jimmy was able to do with the Heat? Obviously, Bam's ascension helped that a lot in the infrastructure that they already had in Miami, but I hope that that happens for Bradley Beal.
Bradley Beal seems like he has to do literally everything for the Wizards, including get the ball when it goes under the bleachers. Now, Jalen, there are a couple of former and current Pistons in the news, one being Andre Drummond, who is being held out of games by the Cleveland Cavaliers as they look to trade him. And most recently, your guy, Blake Griffin, is now being put on ice by the Pistons as they look to figure out his future with or without the team. And Draymond Green, another Michigander, had this to say about that practice.
To watch Andre Drummond before the game sit on the sideline, then go to the back, and then come out in street clothes because a team is going to trade him is bull****. Because when James Harden asked for a trade, and no one's going to fight back that James was dogging it his last days in Houston. But he was castrated for wanting to go to a different team, and everybody destroyed that man. And yet a team can come out and say, oh, we want to trade a guy. And then that guy is to go sit. And if he doesn't stay professional, then he's a cancer. And he's not good in someone's locker room. And he's the issue.
Jalen, now, I don't think he used the word castrated appropriately there, but let's not get away from the point at hand. What do you think about Draymond's feeling about the way that some players ask for trades and franchise next trades?
Well, you know Day-Day is family, and he understands it's not a business, man. It's a business, man. And all of these circumstances, while each are under the NBA umbrella, they're not created equal. And here's what I mean. Andre Drummond, James Harden, you know what they did? They showed up to work, and they went to the bank, and those direct deposits still hit.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as they still paying Andre, he should show up and do exactly what he did yesterday. Because guess what happens when you're an athlete? It's like being a used car. Soon as you drive it off the lot, it starts to depreciate. Yep. It's miles on it. So if you're Andre Drummond and they want to trade you and they're going to bench you before they do it, they're doing you a favor. You know how many times I got traded and I was out there playing like it, my life depended on it, putting miles on my knees, knowing that they was going to move me? Like, as long as they're still paying you, they're doing you a favor by not playing you. So you don't get hurt. So now you can actually go to Toronto or Boston and be a contributor. We'll see where he ends up.
Jalen, I heard you talk a lot about Andre Drummond and discuss James Harden. No mention of your hometown Pistons and Blake Griffin. What do you think the future is there?
Oh, I don't see a future there. And you know, I've talked about this, you know, the entire season. Once you draft three rookies the way the Pistons did and you want to give them rotation minutes, you see the writing on the wall for veteran players like Blake Griffin and Derrick Rose. And you saw Derrick Rose already end up with the Knicks and he's making an impact. It's going to be a little bit different for Blake Griffin because he has another year of 39 plus million after this year. But hopefully for him and for them that they can find a suitor to take him and he can be a contributor to a better team.
Well, I appreciate Draymond Green bringing this up about players that are about to be traded, but it doesn't just happen in the NBA. It also happens in the NFL. In Philadelphia, that man, Carson Wentz, is still technically on the Eagles, but for how long? We will break that down and see where he's going to go right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Lift every voice.
On April 2nd, 1984, John Thompson's Georgetown Hoyas, led by Patrick Ewing, beat Houston in the NCAA championship game, making Thompson the first black coach to win an NCAA basketball title. Thompson became a coaching icon during his 27 years at Georgetown. When he passed away in 2020, several coaches honored him by wearing his signature white towel.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck in Pier 17. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It is Keep It Moving.
Woo! We keep Tang! Woo! Tang!
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. Jalen, don't look now, but the Knicks look like they have an all-star. Keep it moving and hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Julius Randle put up 44 points for the New York Knicks. I'm officially back on the bandwagon. How do you feel about this big win over the Hawks?
That's all I wanted to hear was, were you back on the bandwagon? And oh, yeah. So this is a bad loss for the Hawks because as a young, promising team with Trae Young, and we know what they're doing with their roster at Capella, you know, you can't allow Julius Randle to go off like this. And so I want to give the Knicks a whole heck of a lot of credit. And Emmanuel Quigley in particular, who not only infused some enthusiasm, but I think his play now fuels you to go get Derrick Rose because you feel like you can really grow some things together with that young squad.
Well, we always say that success is a function of expectations, and the Hawks are way below expectations. And some team is going to be very happy to have John Collins, but I don't think it will be in Atlanta. Keep an eye on that as the trade deadline approaches. Well, it seems like there's another trade that's imminent in the NFL, and that is the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. Keep moving and hit the brakes.
The guy that lost his job to Jalen Hurts that's going to go somewhere else and resurrect himself, which might be the Colts. Keep it moving for now.
Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Not everybody knows this, but Adrian Peterson is still a professional football player. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Oh, only the Lions could draft two running backs and then bring in all day and take carries away from them. Shout to the legend. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
we have a prominent Jalen story.
Hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes. I knew you were going to hit the brakes on that one. Jalen Johnson of Duke said, you know what? I'm good on college basketball. I'll see y'all in the pros. How do you feel about this approach from a fellow Jalen?
This is why I made sure to acknowledge when we talked about Draymond Green that in the pros, Andre Drummond still getting paid. Blake Griffin still getting paid. Players have taken their talent in decision-making whether they're going to compete or not into their own hands. We saw Nick Bosa opt not to play in a bowl game while at Ohio State. We see multiple collegiate athletes doing this. There's no surprise that this lottery pick has decided to bet on himself. You see multiple players like Melo Ball go overseas and find unique paths. Players right now, a couple of Jalen's playing in the G League. It's gonna be non-traditional paths for lottery picks, Jacoby. In particular, those who wish they could have came out after high school, but are required to go to college.
Jalen, Michael B. Jordan made all of our efforts on Valentine's Day look absolutely foolish. Look at what he did for his new bae, Lori Harvey. So that's just the dinner spread. But homeboy shut down an entire aquarium while they just looked at the fish and had dinner. I mean, this is too much. Am I wrong by saying this is too much? You're setting the bar too high for yourself, Mr. Jordan.
That's the key right there, setting the bar high. Man, birthdays and Christmas,
what you
man, you set
year?
The bar high. But he's still in the newlywed phase, you know what I'm saying? They just started dating a couple of months ago. So he's supposed to go extra hard. But you remember what I told you? Big shout to Lori Harvey, because she got knighted. I told you. Remember, this is what I'm talking about. Yeah, you see this?
You can
this
tell
is
they're
what,
a
this
new
is
couple.
This is what allows Steve Harvey to sleep at night.
You
Steve
can
Harvey
tell they're
can
brand
sleep
new.
At night now.
I've been with my lady for 19 years. You know what I did for her on Valentine's Day? I took the kids for 4 hours. That is how you treat a woman on Valentine's Day. Give her some time away from the children. Moving on to another couple, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
We'll hit the brakes on this one. Machine Gun Kelly wears a necklace with some of her blood inside of it. How do you feel about that, Jalen?
That's cultural. That's more Count Dracula-ish. You know what I'm saying? That's a little too much. You remember back in the day, we like, we blood brother, you stick a pin in each other's hand and you do like this? Times have changed, boy, times have changed.
Times have changed. Jalen, we have a story that involves one of your habits, which is
over-tipping.
Okay, a couple left a $2,000 tip on their 20th anniversary of their first date. Jalen, I've seen you tip wildly over the last decade, but $2,000 seems like a little too much, doesn't it?
It doesn't seem like too much. And tipping to me is an art. If I'm gonna frequent somewhere, instead of giving the one gigantic life-changing tip, you consistently go there and you consistently tip. But like you mentioned, since this is like an anniversary or something special, they gave an awesome number. Big shout to this couple and the essential worker that received it.
Big shout to this couple. And also, Jalen, I've seen you tip so much money. However, you don't tip selfishly. You don't tip selflessly, I should say. Because every time you tip, you're like, listen, that person's gonna take care of me. And one time you left your Gucci backpack somewhere where you tipped, they called you up. And they had that backpack waiting for you, where they might not have if you didn't tip so much. You can always get game from Jalen Rose, and you will get some more right after this. You are watching
Jalen. A tip is also an investment.
Double header Wednesday night on ESPN. It starts with the Rockets taking on the 76ers in Philly at 7:30, and then in the nightcap at 10 p.m. It is Jimmy Butler and the Heat going up against that man, Steph Curry, and the Warriors. That starts at 10 p.m. Both of those games are on ESPN. Jalen, today is a difficult day for you and the Rose family. Can you please explain to our audience why?
As you know, I've been playing with a heavy heart these past few weeks. My family lost my mother, Jeannie Cassandra Rose, at 79 years of age, to cancer. It was lung cancer that spread to her brain. She had brain surgery. She was under home hospice for a couple of weeks. And I just want to make sure that I acknowledge everybody for their prayers and their condolences. I'm extremely grateful to my NBA family, Adam Silver, Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, my ESPN family, my family and friends who have been rocks throughout this period, sticking together, doing what we can to uplift her legacy. And one of the things I want to make sure I acknowledge is she created the name Jaylen. And I'm extremely proud that that's going to live a lot longer than clearly her and I could ever, because that's now a common name. And it's a combination of my biological father, James, and my uncle Leonard, who took her to the hospital to give birth. So rest in peace, Ma. I'm going to miss you. We love you very much. And I'm about to take a ride down Livernois, your favorite strip, and we're going to throw rose petals in your honor.
On behalf of my family, the family here at Jaylen and Jacoby, and our audience, our thoughts and prayers are with you, Jaylen. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m.